Welcome to Road to Reality, the radio ministry of Gospel for Asia. Today, Brother K.P. Yohannan asks, what does it mean to be like Christ? With powerful stories from his own life and from the mission field, Brother K.P. exposes the reasons why so many of us struggle with sin and miss the abundant life Jesus promises. Let's join Brother K.P. as he shares the Word of God with a local congregation in this timely message.
The Lord may be calling you to commit your life to full-time service somewhere. This morning I mentioned about our own ministry. We have a whole bunch of people, missionaries back in Dallas, giving their lives on the behalf of nations like India and China and Bhutan, Burma, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka. These nations, these are places that we are not able to send people from here to live there as missionaries. Yet we can go for a few weeks and a few months and all that, but then also we can send out thousands of missionaries from their own people to reach the lost world. So it takes some to go, it takes some to send others to go. We take young people between the age of usually 18 and 25 in our Bible colleges. We have 54 Bible colleges scattered throughout the 6 Asian countries. And they go through 3 years of intensive training with 6 months practical outreach. And then they decide if they can survive on some mission field. And average about 2,000 a year we send to the mission field. It's an incredible journey they make with a lot of sacrifice and persecution. But God uses them. And it's our privilege when the Lord gives us the opportunity to link our lives with those that are going. And that's what Bible is all about. Father sent his son to the world. And we are now called to send missionaries to nations and peoples that do not know the Lord. Whether we go ourselves or whether somebody else go, it's all the same. If we are doing it, you know, with the Lord's grace and his instruction. It's a joy to be here. We feel at home very much in this fellowship. As I mentioned, Pastor Steve Mays, I only got to know him during this last, 3 years or so, but came to love him and really appreciate him a lot. I've been teaching God's word and speaking on the behalf of the kingdom in this country and in other nations, at least for the last 25 years. And now and then I run into one individual here and one individual there that really knows the Lord. And Pastor Steve Mays happened to be one of those people I met who's really real in his understanding of the Lord and his commitment to him. And we had him come and speak to our staff. We are missionaries in Dallas. We have some 150-some people there, came from all over the United States and one from France, serving the Lord there. And we even today talk about his teachings. The Lord really used him. He's a teacher of teachers. And we appreciate him and we like to have him come back and be with us. And some of our people like to keep him there, not to send him back to California, but I know it won't work. And you are blessed. You are blessed more than I can tell you to be here in this fellowship, to hear the teachings and the worship you have here. And once a year or so now look like I get here and it is such a privilege. And I enjoy it very much. John Beers, my colleague, we came from Dallas yesterday and we are here today. And tomorrow we go to Costa Mesa for the mission conference and then head back to Dallas. Then I'm there for a couple of days, then go to Pittsburgh to speak to about 1,000 young people, college students from all different churches coming together for a mission conference. And then on the 10th, I go to Philadelphia and catch a Lufthansa flight to Germany, then on to India. And I'll be gone for 5-6 weeks before coming back to States again. So please appreciate your praying for me. Jet lag is a crazy thing. This is a month of missions, at least here in the fellowship that you talk about. And I know you have a whole lot of commitment, both locally and internationally. And I pray that the Lord continue to expand your dream, your vision. You know, there is a saying, everybody thought somebody will do it. Somebody thought everybody will do it. In the end, nobody did it. That is true sometimes when it comes to the work of the Lord. You know, you sit there, you know, you're a Christian 6 months or 2 years or 10 years, and you have your personal struggles. Either you don't get along with your wife or get along with your husband, and at job you are not a very strong witness, and you still struggle with, you know, things in your life you wished you had victory over. And it seems you spend more time repenting over the sins you committed than for anything else. And it seems that you live week by week. You come to Sunday or Wednesday and hear some teaching, and you survive a few days. And it's like, you know, the car, you know, you had to put this fuel in, otherwise it'll go kaput. You know, that means American language, by the way. It dies. But the overcoming, the victorious, this radical life that you hear, you dream about, you read about, you seems so far away from it. And therefore, when it comes to missions and fasting and prayer and commitment, being, you know, radical for Christ, all those things have, there's nothing to do with you. And you say, well, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a nobody. I'm not spiritual. I'm not strong. Maybe someday I will be able to do it. So you kind of, you know, go along with the crowd thinking that somebody else going to do the job and somehow it will get done. You know, the truth of the matter is this. God is not looking for superstars. He knows your struggles. He knows your weakness. He understands that we are made of dust. And he's looking for people who are willing to be honest and say, Lord, this is what I am. And I give what I have, and I am with all the mess I have in my life. And I want to glorify your name and lead me on, Lord, and not hiding and running away. And God takes you with whatever problem you have. You'll be amazed to see once you take those steps of faith, all of a sudden things begin to change, and you'll find joy and such strength to continue the journey. And so to you, if you are one that is saying that world missions and evangelism and reaching the lost world is for people like John, or somebody who is leaving everything and going to China to, you know, eat the Chinese food, then, well, Chinese food is not bad. Although when I was in Hong Kong, you know, I mean, we went out to eat some food, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody with me said, you know, what do you want? You know, there's dog and cat and snake, and people can pick what you want. I'm not making it up. And so when I went to China, I was scared to death to touch anything, thinking that this could be one of those dangerous animals. So I survived on vegetables. You know, really, the disciples of the Lord, when you look at them, they were not the elite of the society. Judas was the only educated individual from better part of town, if you know it or not. The rest of them were kind of from the bad part of town. They couldn't even talk right. They stunk all the time, you know, fishermen, you know, I mean, you get around Peter, you didn't want to be near him. And he called these people raw, hard-working people, imperfect. But they had a heart to follow the Lord and obey him. Even before Christ went to the cross, they were squabbling among themselves who is going to be the greatest among them. What a way to do things. But the Lord picked those weak, normal, average nobodies to turn the world upside down. And I would encourage you to think about giving your life to the Lord tonight and say, Lord, I see that young fellow John. I hear all this talk. You know, my concern about the church, the body of Christ, brothers and sisters, is this. We read, we hear, we understand, but we don't want to act on it. It is like, you know, our heads are so full of information. It's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's totally out of balance, and we can't walk anymore. We get kind of wobbly, you know. But what we need is some of this to go down to our legs, and so we can march and we can do things and get into the battle. And by faith only you will do it. You wait until you are strong, you will never be able to do it. Take those steps of faith. I know in Dallas we tell people, hey, why don't you ask the Lord, if the Lord is asking you to quit your ministry or job or college or whatever else, and come and serve the Lord with us. And, you know, nearly a couple of years ago now, a man applied to join the staff. This guy is a PhD, a professor teaching at Michigan University. His wife, a brilliant individual. We got, two, three kids. And when I saw the application, I said to my colleague, I said, I can't believe this. He's a professor. He's a PhD. And such incredible background. You think he's going to make it? Because, people with all that, you start thinking, they may have all these big ideas, When people come to serve the Lord with us, the one thing we tell them, are you willing to clean toilets? And if you are willing to do that, then you come. We know you are a computer genius. But we are looking for servants. And we told the same thing to this guy. And he said, I don't care what I do. I just want to be part of what God is doing. It's not me. It's not what I want that matters. It is His kingdom.
Thank you for listening to Road to Reality, the radio ministry of Gospel for Asia. Today's broadcast is a message by K.P. Yohannan, founder and president of Gospel for Asia. In a moment, we'll rejoin Brother K.P. We'd like to send you a free copy of Brother K.P.'s popular book called Revolution in World Missions. Simply visit our website, gospelforasia.org, or call us at 866-WIN-ASIA. We'd love to send you a copy. And now, back to Brother K.P.
In Dallas, we tell people, hey, why don't you ask the Lord, if the Lord is asking you to quit your ministry or job or college or whatever else, and come and serve the Lord with us. And, nearly a couple of years ago now, a man applied to join the staff. This guy is a PhD, a professor teaching at Michigan University. His wife, a brilliant individual. We got, two, three kids. And when I saw the application, I said to my colleague, I said, I can't believe this. He's a professor. He's a PhD. And such incredible background. You think he's going to make it? Because, people with all that, you start thinking, they may have all these big ideas, When people come to serve the Lord with us, the one thing we tell them, are you willing to clean toilets? And if you are willing to do that, then you come. We know you are a computer genius. But we are looking for servants. And we told the same thing to this guy. And he said, I don't care what I do. I just want to be part of what God is doing. It's not me. It is not what I want that matters. It is His kingdom. And he sold his house and quit his job and took his wife and kids and moved to Dallas, of all the places in the world. I like Dallas. Don't tell those people I said anything bad about Dallas. But it's amazing. Here's a man, moving, selling out everything. And what grace, what mercy. He lives and walks by faith and serves the Lord. And his wife and his kids and his life. Recently I was talking, I said, Bernard, I hope you're encouraged. And I know what you walked away from, and you've been here a couple of years. Now how are you doing? And he said, oh, Brother KP, I can't tell you how blessed we are. I cannot imagine doing anything else in my life rather than serving the Lord. What a blessing. Then we have somebody work in the other end of the building, in the mail room. The guy doesn't have a PhD and none of those EDs, and is a simple, individual. And he says, what can you do? I don't have the college education. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have anything to give up. But I have something. This one life of mine. You want it? And the Lord says, great. And he comes. And the Lord uses him the same way. Most amazing thing. John Beers, my colleague, was a banker in Seattle, Washington. 13 years ago, he read one of my books, a dangerous book to read, and he got converted. He was born again and all that. What I mean is the Lord gripped his heart, and he felt he must resign from his profession, sell his house, take his wife and kids, and his father-in-law and his mother-in-law, the whole world thought he went cuckoos. But he felt the conviction that what is life all about? I work for this bank and make money for this bank and this business and build stuff for them. But one day it is going to go up in smoke. It's not going to be here. Something quite interesting. When I came to Dallas in 1974, I was called to pastor a church while I was in seminary there. And it happened to be in East Dallas. And I was blessed to be there 4 years, being a pastor of the church. But then East Dallas, this area, huge houses, 18, 20, 30 bedroom. What do you call the thing? Mansions? And I began, who lives in this place? This is monstrous Himalaya. Like a place, oh yeah, this used to be the better part of town. Now, as an Indian coming to America, the first couple of weeks, you do not know what's going on. Totally spaced out, you know. Not on drugs. I mean, everything was new. The first time somebody offered hot dog to me, I wouldn't even look at it. Because I thought it was dog meat. Honest. Yes. And I remember going to church Sunday morning, the first week of my coming to America, and saw church's chicken. And I turned to my colleague who was driving the car. You know, I didn't have a vehicle. I said, Richard, I just can't believe in America, Sunday morning churches are selling chicken. Little did I realize that this is a brand name of the chicken fry thing, which I like anyway. But so I'm glad, you know, that is there. But this is a kind of experience that I have to, you know, live with. I don't know what I was going to tell you, but I forgot that. But, you know, the life journey is made of little by little learning, committing our life, growing, becoming mature, and surrendering our life to the Lord. And all those big mansions I saw, the better part of town, then I began to ask people, what do you mean by that? They explained about the rich and the famous who lived there and the lifestyle. But now, at that time, they were run down, all washed out, potholes on the streets, some places, trees not maintained. And it became the rundown, the bad part of town. And as years went by, I began to learn this. Today, the so-called better part of town, houses that cost $1 million, $500,000, the elite, the best of town, and everything, over a period of time, that can become the bad part of town. It's all gone. Even right before our eyes, nothing is permanent. Nothing you dream about, live for, has much meaning right before our eyes. How much more, the Bible says in Peter, all these things are going to be burned up and be destroyed. What manner? What kind of people you ought to be in your lifestyle, hastening the coming of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, mission is not some little thing somebody called you to do. Missions is the very life of Jesus. Why? You know, the more you become like Christ, the more you become the agent of redemption for the world. The more you become like Christ, the more the cross becomes closer and closer to your life. From the day he was born, the very moment he was born, he began to face suffering all through his life. And the scripture says, the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, he knew that choice he made. The more we grow in Christ, as he worked as a carpenter in the shop of his father with his hands, every time he took the nail and the hammer and cut out the wood, it must have reminded him someday the cross is there. And as he grew up every year, he was growing closer to the cross. The more you and I become like Jesus, the more the cross becomes real to us, which means we become more and more like him, walking away from the things of the world for the redemption of the world. It's a choice you must make. Well, all that sound spiritual and Bible verse and all that, but what does that all mean? You may have to take this and translate that into your life. And by the way, spiritual things or living for the Lord or missions all can become carnal and fleshly and legalistic unless you allow the Lord to help you and that you let Him work. The other day I was talking to my son about something. He said, you know, Daddy, the scripture became very real to me that Jesus said to His disciples, come and follow me. I will make you fishers of men. I said, tell me, what do you think about it? He said, well, you know, our job is to follow the Lord and love Him, become like Him. And He makes us fishers of men. It is His job to change us, and He is the one who works. So what is our priority? Our priority in life is making those choices as Jesus had to do to be like Him. So wherever you are in your life, I would encourage you to think about, Lord, please call me to serve You. You know, some people say, you know, I'm waiting for the Lord to call me specially to serve Him. But then I have another thing to ask you. Who called you to work for IBM? Who called you to work for McDonald's, the hamburger shop? Who called you to work as an engineer? Who called you to work as a teacher? Oh, that is a different thing. Why, really? You know, we need to be also sober about this. So, if you want hear a call from the Lord, start praying, Lord, that Brother KP talked about, they need people in Dallas to be missionaries to serve You, writers, computer people, and graphic artists, and accountants, and, you know, anything you can do, whatever, you know, just stand around and pray, no problem, whatever. Lord, I like to do something for You. Would You please call me? He will do something. I pray He will call you and call us, okay? When the Lord tells you something, you call us and then we will send an application. You fill it out and the Lord will make the way for you to do something significant to reach the lost world. Be involved with your life practically to reach the lost world, because you are going to meet people in heaven that came to Jesus from India, from Burma, Bhutan, Russia, and whatever countries way out there you never even imagined, dreamed about. It's amazing what God will do with one life if you commit your life to Him. You know, you don't have to leave the United States. If God calls you, go, please go. But even if you live in a tiny village in the end of the world that nobody knows nothing about, but if you live for Him with a heart for the world, I assure you, He will take your life and touch the lost world.
Very convicting message from KP Yohannan today. Here on The Road to Reality, the outreach of Gospel for Asia. If you'd like to learn more about Gospel for Asia, we'd love to send you a free copy of Brother KP's most popular book. It's called Revolution in World Missions. For your free copy, simply visit our website at gospelforasia.org. Or, if you're in the U.S., call us toll-free, 866-WIN-ASIA. Brother KP founded Gospel for Asia to train, equip, and support an army of native missionaries to effectively share the gospel with the billions of people currently residing in Asia, those who've never heard about the forgiveness and grace in Christ. We in the West, well, we're blessed to be able to freely hear the gospel, aren't we, in our churches and on programs such as this one. But, you know, there are millions of people living in Asia right now who still don't have access to the truth. And what we'd like to ask of you is that you first and foremost consider what KP has said today. Let the Lord challenge you to take up your cross and follow Him. And then secondly, pray about helping to support a native missionary through Gospel for Asia. You can do this for as little as $30 a month, and 100% of your support will go straight to the mission field, enabling these native missionaries to go out and literally lay down their lives for Christ. You can find out more by visiting our website. It's at gospelforasia.org. And by the way, when you support a missionary, you'll also receive an information packet with the missionary's picture and background. This will help you to pray for your native missionary on a daily basis. And when you're ready to sponsor a missionary, visit our website. Again, gospelforasia.org. Or if you're in the U.S., you can call us toll-free, 866-WIN-ASIA. And then join us next time, won't you, for more teaching and updates from Brother KP here on The Road to Reality, sponsored by Gospel for Asia.